USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford is continuing her testimony today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she claims that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party back in high school. So far, the Republicans have yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. One of the things she questioned Ford about was a polygraph test and who paid for it.
Did you pay for the polygraph yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who did pay for the polygraph?
Not yet, no.
Then we hear from Senator Durbin on the certainty that it was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
President Trump has postponed a scheduled meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The White House said they do not want to distract from the congressional hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A trade deal has yet to be worked out between the United States and Canada, and indications are that the United States may move ahead with a deal with only Mexico. Now, there are still meetings taking place between the United States and Canadian officials. Congressman Tom Reed has an update on what we should expect out of that meeting.
The top of the meeting is going to be, where do we stand with NAFTA? Where do we stand with the negotiation with Mexico and Canada? And the good news is Mexico saw the opportunity. Mexico's decision to negotiate was very wise.
The family of a man shot by a former Dallas police officer is now taking legal action. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The family of the man shot and killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer now suing the former cop and the city of Dallas. Officer Amber Geiger shot the man in his own apartment earlier this month. Geiger says she thought she'd entered her own apartment and she shot the 26-year-old unarmed black man thinking he was an intruder.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As many people continue to leave big metros for more medium-sized cities such as Oklahoma City, Kansas City, and Des Moines, people are starting to wonder why and how those smaller cities can actually improve their image to people. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. He's also the author of a new book titled The Next American City, The Big Promise of Our Mid-Sized Metros. And one of the first questions I asked the mayor was how a city can overcome its image that might not always be a positive image.
The brand of your city matters, especially if you're a mid-sized city. You know, if you're a East Coast or West Coast city, chances are pop culture has already delivered a brand. But in smaller cities, you know, you're less in control of the brand, and if you don't have professional sports teams, you're really at the whim of you know, Mother Nature and a lot of other things that can create an image for you. But when someone is offered a job in that city or your city, are they thinking to themselves, you know, if I take this job, I get to live in that place, or if I take this job, I have to live in this place. And so I think that example shows that having a positive image of your community is critical. People, especially young people, want to live in a community that's culturally relevant. And I would suggest that Kansas City certainly is culturally relevant. Des Moines is getting there. It certainly is probably undersold and undermarketed on a grander scale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Yeah.